Wow, can you believe it's another Tops and Lifestyle Wine of the Week Thursday? And with me in the studio, the regular suspects, Valencia and Eamon, have returned this time with a fantastic bottle of Sauvignon Blanc. Let's find out all about it. Welcome to you guys. Nice to see you again.
Thanks, Dave. Always good to be here.
So let's get straight into the excitement. The Sauvignon Blanc from Kleine Salza. What can we expect, Eamon?
Okay, Dave, with this one now, we're on it's the current vintage from the farm, the 2025. Winemaker, cellar master, that's there, is RJ Bolta. So it's three components of Sauvignon Blanc that make up this particular Sauvignon Blanc that we're going to taste. We've tasted a couple of weeks back the vineyard selection, which is the next level up from this one, from the same farm. But today we're doing the entry level, the Kleine Salza entry level Sauvignon Blanc, which is your everyday go-to Sauvignon Blanc, hot day by itself, salads, whatever you want to have it with. This is perfect for that occasion.
Okay, so it should be an accessible to all.
Yes, very accessible. We chose, especially going into our summer months now, we're going to be doing quite a lot of Sauvignon Blancs, some Chenins, some Rosés in the weeks that are going to proceed coming up to into the peak season and after peak as well.
Okay.
So we're doing quite a selection of different farms, different Sauvignon Blancs, Chenins, and there'll be the odd red, because there's still people out there, customers out there that like red wine, so we will be throwing in a few good reds there as well along the way. But this one in particular that we're going to try today is, because it's gone into stainless steel. It's three different vineyards where the Sauvignon Blancs grapes have been picked from, brought together, put in stainless steel, and this is going to be the end product here. It's been left on, it's basically free run juice, which has been put back into stainless steel on the lees again to get that extra contact from the lees, from the skin contact from the lees, with them for an extra 12 to 24 hours, and then we go into bottle.
And they reckon it's going to give you intense aromas of tropical fruit with a prominent granadella and pineapple.
Yes.
Interesting. I mean, you don't often hear granadella brought into it. It's called passion fruit sometimes, you know. But I like granadella.
Granadilla.
Granadilla.
Lovely fruit.
Yeah, but zesty and flinty on the palate. So it's going to be, it'll be cheerful. It'll be, well, that's what we're hoping for. With the ever-present herbaceous character typical of Sauvignon Blanc. So let's give it a splash and hope for the best. We always do this. We hope for the best because it's awful to have a disappointing tipple. Can you hear your friends outside with the generator going mad? They must be preparing for something we don't know about. There we go. Falling through the roof, starting the generator. What a week it's been. And the wine has been poured. It looks, it's got a lovely light color. Almost no tinge of anything other than maybe a tiny bit of straw. It looks lovely.
It is.
Very, very, very pale, very crystal clear.
That nose, I mean, it's almost like a tropical. Well, it's there.
You fell into
fruit salad.
Yeah, fruit. It's like you fell into a bowl of fruit, a bath full of fruit salad.
It's gorgeous. I mean, this is a happy
wine. I think it's a very good one for the pick for the season, since it's going to be summer.
Well, I'm just thinking exactly that. It's already, the party starts on the nose, and then, of course, you've got to swirl it around a little bit, and let's see what it tastes like. I love that. Oh, there's someone phoning me because they've heard how good it is. Can you believe it? Already, they want to know. They
will take orders.
Yeah, we can take orders online.
It's a delightful wine. You say it's sort of entry level, but I think it's great. I hate to say it, show my ignorance, but to me, it has a similar joy to a real lovely, expensive Vigno Verde. It's got a little bit of a almost a buzz to it.
You got a little bit of a little bit of a tinge, petulancy there, Dave. Yeah. A little bit of a sparkle there.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Because it's just been bottled, so it's going to have that little bit in there. So in the weeks and the months to come, and that'll settle down, and the fruit will be just become more concentrated in there then. But it's a nice, lively wine for a hot day, as you said, very similar to that little bit of petulancy, like a vino verde you would get. But that flavor, that pomegranate and that pineapple, that guava.
I really like this wine. And I love your descriptive narrative of lively. It's exactly that. It's lively. It is almost as if the joy of life has been bottled, and when you take a little sip of that, it transfers to you joy.
Well, it's got nice layers of fruit all across your palate. The acidity that's there wouldn't even know. It's just slight, very, very slight. But I think it's that little bit of petulance that you can get there, what we call a little bit of bottle shock. So that'll settle now, because it's 2025, so it's only been bottled a couple of weeks now. So at given time, that'll settle down, but it's still perfect. Perfectly drinking
now. If it's a bottle shock, I like it. I may not be every man, but I like it. I like it a lot. And if it settles and gets and becomes more refined, well, then so much the better. But right now, what a gorgeous start to summer. And that is the Sauvignon Blanc 2025 Kleine Salza. Remember the name? I'm sure you'll be able to taste this at Lifestyle Tops on
Friday
and on Saturday
2 to 4, and Saturday 12 to 2.
And I think that's a marvelous initiative where you are able to actually try before you buy. Because look, you know, we're giving you our honest opinion right now, but it may not be to your palate. And the best way to check, without really wanting to go too far down the hole and find that you didn't like it, pop along to Tops at Lifestyle, have a taste, and I will bet you that you're going to buy a box, a case, as they call it.
A case, definitely.
Well, let's just ask you about the price, because, I mean, that might determine someone else's budget might say, no, it's too expensive.
No. $94.99, but Dave... Ooh. 94.
You're joking. Below 100 rand.
Yes. Yep.
I nearly choked.
I know.
I can see.
It's a bargain.
Absolutely.
For the wine that it is, it's
all day
a
long.
A nice one to enjoy with friends, with salad, on its own.
It's gorgeous. Well done, folks. You hit this one out of the park. Oh, I forgot to mention, by the way, I believe it's First Thursday tonight.
First Thursday again of the month, Dave. So today we will be doing, we'll be tasting wines from La Chante and Delheim.
So that'll be at the studios?
At the studios later on, from just after 5 till 8 o'clock this evening.
Wow.
Which should be a very, very good evening, because there's some lovely Chenin Blancs there and one or two nice reds that's thrown in the mix, gone into there as well, ready for Christmas. So
fabulous.
It's a good deal. And then we have our competition in store as well that's running till the end of November for that Titlius Golf Bag, which is valued at 10,000 rand. So all you have to do is buy a bottle of Glenmorangie 12-year-old. It's on special at the moment for $549.99. Write your name and phone number on the back of your till slip and place it in the entry box behind the tills, and in
you
a
win.
Couple weeks' time, you could win yourself a nice golf bag on wheels.
Beautiful.
Worth 10 grand.
You see, there's so much value to be unlocked at Lifestyle Super Spa. There's the magnificent meat day, Lifestyle Tops. You got the Glenmorangie special deal on the Titleist Golf Bag competition. And you've got our wine of the week available for tasting tomorrow and Saturday. The Sauvignon Blanc that you're going to love at a price that you won't believe. It's all happening. Tops at Lifestyle, wine of the week at the Lifestyle Center in Ballito. Once again, thank you for a wonderful wine of the week. And we'll look forward to a catch up in a week's time with another.
Yes, Dave. Yeah. And next week is going to be special.
I look forward to that hugely. And here is a tune for Valencia.